It's been a long week. In fact, a long 2 weeks with First Communion and Confirmation and the food we've shared, the drink we've shared, and it will go on again till next week. So I've kept this very short, you'll be pleased to know. As short as I can make it. Last Thursday, we celebrated the ascension of the Lord Jesus. The ascension appears at first to be a farewell. But as we celebrate the ascension, what does it really mean to us here and now? There are times in our lives when Jesus is more present for us. And there are times when we can only recall the faith we had at those times, the experiences of the past, especially when we look at the events we've just had this week and last week, the First Communion and the Confirmation. They're very important moments that we will always remember. We're all called to worship God and give Him reverence, to give praise to God constantly in the different forms of prayer, services, and in our daily lives. Because we've seen Jesus maybe when we were young, in that very small way as we develop, and we're told and showed by our parents the childhood of Jesus and as he grew up. So we've experienced the good news that comes with knowing the Gospels. Sometimes our journey seems to be more endings than beginnings, as we start a new venture or a new period in our lives. It's the same at the Ascension, when it appeared to the apostles that that was the end. At the Last Supper, Jesus spoke to the disciples and reminded them of the love he had for them. And he reassured them that he would continue to give that love by sending the Holy Spirit, which we reenact with confirmation. The Father loves us. Jesus tells us so. And what else can he do than offer that sacrifice? The ultimate sacrifice of giving his son up to death for us. And I know it seems a huge leap of faith to think that this being, all-powerful being, wants to have love for us puny little people here on earth. But all through the Bible and Jesus' ministry, he is constantly reassuring us that he is there, walking beside us in good times and in bad. It's difficult just to think of God as a superhuman being, because we are fallible, we're sinful, and we always think, I can never be as good as them, as good as Jesus, as good as the disciples. And yes, we may never be asked to give up our lives for God, but there are things that we can do. And it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus sends us at Pentecost. The bishop on Friday, when he was speaking to the candidates, described it in a very good way, in that the love God gives us through Jesus is like a best friend giving you the best present you've ever received. And as the bishop said, it's there to be used. That gift is there to be used. And how sad your friend who gave you that gift would be if it was never opened. It was still in its packaging several years later, and it's not been used. So it's a reminder to us that the gifts we have are there to be used. The love we have is there to be used. It's to be spread and given to our partners, our children, our family, our friends, our community, and yes, even our enemies. Jesus reminds us that his love is the same as the Father's love. And it's sometimes difficult to know the difference. In reality, there is no difference. Love is love. It's only the intensity that changes sometimes with us. And when we just don't have that bit of faith of being able to share love with someone else. So today, I'm asking you all just to have that leap of faith, that step forward that you've been frightened to do, and proclaim that love, not only to yourself, but to your family, your friends, and people outside that you work with, that you come into contact with. Show them that love in what you do and what you say. Jesus has assured us that we can live our lives in God's kingdom of eternal love.